The Iranian capital Tehran has hosted an international seminar called The Foreign Guests of the 37th Anniversary of the Victory of the Islamic Revolution. Delegates from 25 countries took part in the event to discuss the 1979 revolution and its message to the world. Press TV's Yusuf Jalali now has more.
These people have come from 25 Muslim and non-Muslim countries to attend the conference on Iran's Islamic Revolution in Tehran. The event was organized by the Secretariat for the World Assembly of the Islamic Awakening, based in Iran. Secretary General of the Assembly, Ali Akbar Velayati, who is also a senior advisor to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, delivered the keynote speech.
The Islamic Revolution revived the identity of Muslims at a time when Western culture had penetrated Muslim communities. It brought independence from the West to the Iranian society and established a government based on independence and freedom.
Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution was led by Ayatollah Khomeini, a man who changed the calculations of the West in the Middle East. The revolution was in fact a backlash against social injustice and corrupt policies of Iran's Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, who was strongly supported by the U.S., to an extent that Iranians perceived him as a puppet of the United States. During the Shah's ruling, the country was stuck in economic bottlenecks, shortages, and inflation.
Participants say the Islamic Revolution defeated the policies practiced by the imperial powers in the region and triggered a tide of uprisings in some other countries against rulers handpicked by the West, a movement which is referred to as the Islamic Awakening.
Sumeya is from Tunisia. She says people in Tunisia know the Islamic Revolution, adding that the tide of the Islamic Awakening, which overthrew Tunisia's former ruler, was inspired by the Islamic Revolution.
The relation between the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Awakening in Tunisia is that both seek to revive justice and human rights. The message of the Islamic Revolution spread throughout the Muslim world.
Many believe Iran's 1979 revolution taught oppressed nations to stand against their tyrannical rulers.
The Islamic Revolution was a popular uprising against dictatorship. Imam Khomeini taught the world to stand against cruelty and oppression. We as Christians follow the teachings of the Islamic Revolution, as all religions share common ideals, and that is living in peace.
Iranians are preparing to take to the streets nationwide and celebrate the 37th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The yearly rallies show Iranians' persistent support for the ideals of the revolution. Yusuf Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.